And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa back at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great show for you today. From Hobie Kayaks, we have the guys, Kevin Nakata, Morgan Prominence. We're going to be talking some fishing. Literally, they've been fishing waters all over Southern California this week, and they have all the current information. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, going to be a fun show this morning.
Yeah, welcome back, Ricky.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, how was the honeymoon?
Honeymoon was awesome. We had a fantastic trip. It was kind of a multi-part deal. We did Montana for... thanks. We did Montana the first leg of our trip, which was awesome. Never been there before. And we did a... We kind of like fished our way through the whole state. We stayed in Bozeman and Ennis, and we fished the Madison River and the Jefferson and the Gallatin. We stayed in Big Sky. Like Dallas just did a bunch of research, and we found a bunch of like really cool Airbnb, you know, cabin type places that were right on the water, and we stayed and fly fished, and just what a cool state. You know,
awesome.
That, I mean, that place, like, people there hunt and fish and hike. And,
yeah.
Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere you went, it was about hunting and fishing. And everybody was, like, very forthcoming with info. And, you know, me clearly not being a professional fly fishing guy by any means, very far from it. Everybody's, oh, we're going to try this. And we caught them this way. And so that was really, really fun and just something unique. We wanted something different. And we just really dug it. It was cool. Yeah. So we spent a little over a week just making our way through Montana, and then drove through Yellowstone, which I had never done before, Nordal, and man, epic. And saw all the cool sights and saw Old Faithful go off, and just made that whole trek and ended up into Idaho, where we fished the Snake River, and then into Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and spent a couple days there. And that's and then we went just north of Jackson Hole, was where the second leg of our big trip was, which was a 6-day horseback trip into the Teton Wilderness. And man, out of this world cool. Just
until the second day.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened.
So I came back with a little extra hardware that I didn't plan on, and that hardware being plates and screws in both my arms. Ooh. And I had a pretty gnarly accident back there. Yeah. It was a really cool experience, and the scenery was awesome, and it was exactly what we wanted it to be. We were way in the backcountry, but we packed in the first day. Camp is about 25 miles. Our first camp's like 25 miles in, and the next day we got up and we took the horses out for like another, it was like an hour ride to this really cool high elevation lake. Had really good cutthroat trout fishing, got a bunch of cutthroats. And then when we were packing up to go home, we all got on the horses. Everything was good. It was really nice weather. Like, I was worried that I was, you know, getting sunburnt, you know, kind of thing. We were just making that remark. And then as we were, like, saddling up and getting ready for the ride, it was one of those deals where, like, you felt the sun kind of go behind a cloud and it got a little bit overcast. And in, like, 30 seconds, we had a real quick storm push through. And when I mean quick, the storm in its entirety was maybe 3 minutes, two or 3 minutes total. But in that time, we had rain, which turned to hail, and a couple of big thunder cracks. And I was on the most mild, like, my horse experience is extremely low. And so our outfitter very specifically put me on, like, you know, the old girl, you know, old Tink. and for whatever reason, his probably, like, most prized, most mellow, most stable horse, when those two big thunder cracks went off, she just freaked out. And it was just a very freak thing. And we were pointed left, and she just hauled ass to the right and threw me off. And in the process, I broke both my arms, and I banged up my leg really bad.
You shattered both of your arms.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, completely gone. Like, one of them looked like a question mark and the other one was
so
like,
you're in a full cast on both arms. You have plates and screws in your hands and your wrists. And,
it was heavy duty too.
How are you going to cast a rod and reel?
I'll figure it out.
I mean, you still have your fingers.
I got fingers on the right side for sure. Left side not so much. You know, I'll have a little bit at some point. They're expecting everything to come back.
Oh, that's good.
So I got great care in Jackson. Made it out.
Yeah, and the pack out. Was a challenge, right?
Dude,
I can't imagine riding 6 hours on a horse with no arms.
That's the gnarlier part of the story. Was one getting back on the horse? You know, that's it. Like it's either a $30,000 helicopter ride if you can get a helicopter called, or it's a ride out. And we rode out, and getting on the horse was tough. We made it back to camp, made the quick decision, like, okay, let's just get out now, you know, rather than trying to sleep on it and go. So we made the call to leave right then and there. So Dallas and I got the little bit of stuff. We had to keep all of our gear with the outfitters and literally threw in a couple of toiletries and a couple of changes of clothes and hit the trail to make it was a 6.5 hour ride to get back out to the trailhead. And we got about an hour's in, and the horse that was leading mine was just stubborn in that those things know the drill. They know exactly how that trip goes back and forth, and that horse knew that it was time to go to pasture and be eaten with all its buds and not be making the 6-hour trip, and she just refused to go. And so, long story short, after a bunch of struggle, we had to take that horse back to camp to switch it out, and by the time we made that hour trip back, we had lost too much daylight and weren't going to make it out. So I had to sleep, like, in a tent on a cot with two broken arms, which was really brutal. Yeah. And then...
much sleep that night.
No, there's none. You know, whiskey and ibuprofen was, like, not cutting it. And then we woke up at first light, and they had us all ready to go, and, 6.5 hours out, got out, and then another hour ride to the hospital before I...
Yeah.
It was like a 6-hour surgery to get everything put back together. So it was a gnarly experience, but I mean, and it really was. And it was awful. And at the time, I was just like, this is the single worst case thing that could ever happen. But you know, it took a day or two to sink in. Like, man, that was a, I'm counting my blessings. Like, a lot of people have been in that same situation and were in a wheelchair or didn't make it back out. So, I mean, awful, super bum. I mean, literally double cast. But, yeah, I'll be out of these things in no time. And
so when are people going to see you back at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
I'll know Monday. Yeah. So I've had some awesome, I mean, I received really first-class care in Jackson. Same thing back here at home. Met with an orthopedic specialist and an orthopedic surgeon Monday. So Monday's when I'll get my real timeline and when I can go back in and get it going. But I'm assuming in a week or so I'll at least be in there in some kind of limited capacity.
Well,
I mean,
we're glad
I miss
you're
it,
here.
So, yeah, so I'm back.
Yeah,
all good.
We're glad you're here, and we're glad you're safe and okay for sure. And we have a great show.
Yeah, we really
today.
Do. Today's going to be a good one.
Kevin and Morgan from Hobie. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Gee,
what, you guys have been doing some fishing this week. Tell us about it.
Well, we've been filming for our show, Hobie Outdoor Adventures, and
we're filming right now. We're going to have a little segment in the world headquarters.
We have our cameraman Rusty in the studio, and we're going to be showing off some of your show, obviously, on the TV. And we've been doing the SoCal tour, so Morgan and I have been fishing nearly every body of water we could fish in 3 days. So
wow.
far.
That's
so far.
Cool.
And we got another one coming up. But Morgan's been doing pretty well. He's been keeping up with me.
Yeah. Well, I know you because I had you on Field Richard. I saw what an extraordinary fisherman you are, and that's saying something for sure. So, Morgan, what'd you catch?
Well, so we've done three shows. First day was San Diego Bay, and you know, every day's been a grind. The fishing hasn't necessarily been on fire, but some spotted bay bass, little calicos, halibut.
He really did put it to me on San Diego Bay, so I gotta say.
Yeah. Give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then we went to Lake Barrett, and that was super fun. There was a topwater bite going on poppers.
On tubes or kayaks?
On kayaks, yeah. So all on kayaks.
All on the Hobie. What was it, a Hobie kayak?
Oh, yeah.
Surprise.
The first couple shows we shot off of Hobie Pro Angler 14 360s, the new 360 drive.
Those are so awesome.
Yeah, so super, super cool. And then we did a cleanup day on Thursday and kind of did interviews and prepped for San Clemente Island. And then we took Kevin's boat out to San Clemente Island yesterday. And I met up with Matt Florentino from AFCO and the guys from Kicker Jigs, Randy Spicer, and his buddy
Skyler.
Skyler, yeah. And we caught a few nice calicos there. So
nice.
Man, you really have been making the tour.
Fun time.
Yeah.
So you basically mothershipped over and took the kayaks over,
so
and
sweet.
Then just fished those boiler rocks inside and stuff. That's
fun. We took Outbacks on that one.
Outbacks.
And, you know,
perfect. That's a perfect boat.
Yeah.
Boat. Yeah.
Exactly. And
you wouldn't believe the weather. You wouldn't believe
flat,
the weather. It was the most flat day of
that
traveling
never
the
happens.
Island. It was
that never happens for us on shows.
It's been
usually
a great grease,
like,
the whole way.
Grease. Yeah.
Oh, that's
been
cool.
A crazy week this week. Just beautiful weather, and we just need to find some more tunas.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. So where are the tunas? We know they're on the Tanner Bank. We know they're there, but and they're around. They'll come back.
They'll come back.
They're coming around. But what about? Have you ever done an offshore trip with the kayaks, where you mothership the kayaks and then throw them in the water when you're around the tuna?
Yeah, I'll let you tell about that one, Kevin.
Yeah,
there's
a
big smirk on
the
samurai's face there.
So we did at one time attempt to do a cow tuna on the Outback.
It was right when we remodeled the Outback. Mm-hmm. So it was 2018. We were releasing the new.
We were testing this boat. We're actually it was
and collecting digital assets.
Yeah, we're getting some photos because we were about to release this product at ICAST that same year. This was right before ICAST, I believe. So like early July or beginning or end of June, one of those two times. And we went out to SCI, and it was a day and a half trip. And the first day we were out there, we've had a full foamer of yellowfin tuna. And we had Morgan jump into the kayaks.
It was so rad. It was like National Geographic. They had a school of anchovy underneath our kayaks. The anchovy were trying to use our kayak as cover.
Yeah.
And there were literally tuna almost smashing into the kayak.
Oh,
and you just underhand flipped a popper and were like, chip, chip.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been incredible.
They were like 25, 30, 35 pound yellowfin.
But there were so many. I mean, it just was a scene.
How fun is that?
And then we did hook We did hook one on the Yummy, and then we attempted to offload the yaks and get in.
Well, that was the whole thing. We wanted to catch a bluefin over 200 pounds on the kayak to kind of break it in and prove that, you know, it's worthy. And so we were slow trolling mackerel around and stuff out there, and we had
on the
some
kayaks,
big ones kind of, you know, breeze in front of us and things, and we just didn't get any bites. I think we got a couple nice Dorado on a patty on that trip too. But the crazy thing was on the second day, so once again in true Hobie style, we didn't get much sleep, and it was a lot of, like, you know, all this time prepping and stuff and not sleeping and getting behind on work emails and stuff. So second day we slept like, you know, 2 hours the night before, and our cameraman, it was his first time on a Hobie, and he was busy changing a lens on his camera, and as he was doing that, he dropped his camera and it bounced off the gunwale of the kayak and fell in the water.
And
he didn't back up anything from the first day. So we lost everything.
You just hear on the radio, I just lost everything. And we're like, everything?
What do you mean by that?
Everything.
Yeah, so we had this epic photographs and video.
Sure.
This yellowfin tuna stuff. It was unfortunate.
And it's embedded in your minds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get to tell stories.
You know what it looked like.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing about kayak fishing, and you know, some of the great memories that I have embedded in my mind come from fishing off a kayak. It's so much fun, right?
Yeah.
And then when you add in like mothership stuff like that, and it just adds a whole new element to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were just looking at that giant white sea bass mount on your wall.
On the wall, there you go. That was on a kayak in La Jolla back in the day, like 20 plus years ago, like a long time ago.
Before
it was a thing. Before there was any, I was by myself in La Jolla, if you can believe that.
Wow.
When the sea bass were biting, right?
Nice.
Yeah. But kayak fishing has developed and that was back when I used to have to use a paddle. Now.
Yeah.
Today, with a Hobie kayak, you don't have to. You can have hands free, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, innovation continues in the kayak segment of the market, you know, and that 360 drive is our latest innovation at Hobie. And I think it was proven yesterday when we were at San Clemente Island. I got in between this shallow patch of kelp and this rock wall where Randy, even in his, you know, Ranger bass boat with a trolling motor, just couldn't get in there. And I caught like six or seven nice bass in there.
Oh,
and there's just no way you can get,
any
other watercraft.
You can't access spots. Yeah,
they're too. It's too big. It's too bulky. And just with the kayak and the maneuverability, it's so awesome.
Oh yeah,
Hobie is like the Shimano of the kayak world. Where you've made the best product for so long, and you can't. You know, you just look at it and you think, well, it physically can't get better. And then every year, it seems like they come out with something that makes it better still. First, it was the 180, and now the 360, and the kick up, and all like the
what
things.
What about the reverse too? That's a huge game changer.
I mean, it's crazy that all of those things exist. Like you would just assume like, okay, that's it, it's done, like it physically can't get any better, and then ICAST rolls around, you guys kick out something else where it's like, oh my god, it's better. They made the Trinidad better, you know. It's really fun to watch.
And now with Hobie, you've got a full catalog of fishing accessories. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Howard Stretch, he's our parts and accessories product manager. That guy's busy all the time developing new accessories with our designers and engineers. He works with OEM vendors to bring in stuff, for example, like Lowrance fish finders and whatnot. But, yeah, there's a lot to choose from. I mean, you can do pretty much anything you can do to a
boat. It's a book of accessories.
Yeah, exactly. And aside from what we offer, there's a ton of other options out there on the market, too. And then on top of that, you know, we're always working on new stuff, like you were saying, Rick.
Yeah.
And there might be some fun and exciting things coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You've got to keep innovating.
And you guys are hardcore fishermen. I mean, obviously, by the week you've had here, you're spending, you know, you come in here early in the morning, you're at San Clemente Island yesterday, you're at Lake Barrett the day before, you're in San Diego Bay the day before that. That's a big week,
that's
right,
Ricky? That's a schedule, no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here and some great prizes.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. I mean, you want to talk about two of the fishiest guys we have around here. Going to be a really good show. So much good information, whether you're a kayak guy, a private boat angler, whatever. These two guys do it all, and we're really excited to talk to them, and we're excited to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the boys, but we are also giving away such a killer prize, and that is a $100 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. I know, home to both of you guys back in the day, Ron and, yeah, and the boys are such family there, and one of the best places to get salty gear, obviously with Jared and Hayden and the whole family being there, but I mean, a fantastic location just if you're into shopping for some really cool Salty Crew gear.
Yeah.
They have one of the best selections in all of San Diego, and
for
somebody
sure
is getting a $100 shopping spree.
So now, Morgan and Kevin have added to that.
Ooh.
And how about a $100 Hobie gift package there, loaded with all kinds
like
of great
it
Hobie accessories there. So one lucky caller is going to get one heck of going to go on a shopping spree as well as get this Hobie accessory package.
Awesome.
Well, so that's going to be cool. Now, we have a new feature here.
We do. Exactly.
We're launching it today.
Excited
and
to
that's
talk about it.
Text your question. So we get a lot of comments. Like, I can never get through on the phones. I have a question for the guys, or I have a comment I want to make. How do I get through? Why don't you do texting? So we've added a text. So it's only on our app. You have to have our app to be able to do it. So if you have the Let's Talk Hookup app, you can access it. If you don't, download the app. It's free on the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's a simple way.
And
it's
5 seconds.
The best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, as well as access all the things that we have with the show. And just hit the text. We'll get an email to us, and then we'll select from the list of some pertinent questions and be able to ask them. You are not eligible for the prize with the text. The prize is for the callers only. But if you want to get through, ask a question, make a comment, give us your name, and then just give us your question, and then we'll get that on.
Yeah. One of the issues has been, and we're very proud and so fortunate to have it, is there are six phone lines that come in here. They're full just about all the time, every time. I mean, there's one line that's available right now, and we haven't started taking phone calls.
Right.
And with guests like these boys in here, it's going to stay that way all day. So it's a really cool option. And the app, like you said, that is the best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen anywhere. When we were in Montana, we tuned it up. It takes 2 seconds. You can hear all the past shows. It's a really good way to do it. Again, just go to the Google Play Store or go to your App Store if you have an iPhone. Search Let's Talk Hookup. You'll download it in seconds. It's free. There's no BS. You don't get any, we don't sell any. It's just the way to do it. It's a really cool opportunity. Or, like we said, better yet, give us a call this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. That's going to be your chance to talk to Kevin and Morgan and your shot at that $100 Salty Crew shopping spree and the $100 Hobie gift pack. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot Rockbite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup App Radio Network. Having a great time here, as no surprise, with these two boys in the studio.
Yeah.
Phones are 100% packed solid.
Indeed, and we're giving away a couple great pies. $100 Salty Cruise shopping spree. Say that 10 times fast. Right? At Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And a $100 Hobie gift pack, too, to one lucky caller. That's great. And we're getting lots of texts. So, again, on the app, if you have a Let's Talk Hookup app, you can text us a question, and we'll definitely jump into getting some text, Bo. I want to talk about your TV show. We have Rusty here doing some filming this morning in our remote, in our world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup, doing the filming. And I want to hear about the Hobie TV show where we're going to see
some totally.
Of this. Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, I think we're on season 9, right? Is this going to be season 9 or is this season 8?
Season 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long-running show. And each year that we do this, it's always something different and new. And obviously the products are going to change. So you get to see us using the product out there in realistic situations and places that anyone goes to fish. The premise of the show is to show people that you can take a Hobie kayak, fish out your backyard if you needed to or wherever, and you have fun doing it. It doesn't matter the size of the fish or where you're fishing. It's just about getting out on the water. And, man, there's some amazing shows. Morgan's done Panama a couple of times now.
Wow. On a kayak.
On the kayaks. And
wow.
Then,
how do you get the kayaks down there?
There's an outfitter down there. Well,
oh,
there's
okay.
A few outfitters in Panama. But, you know, I was joking around about not getting lucky with weather. And pretty much both times we've been to Panama, it was like 6 to 12 foot swell.
Ooh.
Oh, sweet.
Green,
yeah.
Cold water.
Perfect
that pushed
kayak
in.
Oh.
Yeah. Tons of current, wind.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, tell Kev, tell us where you can find the show or watch it.
So right now we air on Pursuit Channel, and there's plenty of reruns to watch of past seasons, and it's on, I think it's Fridays. It's on the Pursuit Channel. But there's also reruns you can watch on Outdoor Action TV app. And you can watch pretty much most seasons on there. We also have it on YouTube, so you can watch it on our Hobie YouTube channel as well. And
also that Outdoor Action TV app is free, and it's also kind of a no BS
app. I dig
app.
That, yeah.
So that one has the latest seasons, but if you actually go to Hobie.com and click on our website, you can look under the TV show section, and all of our shows are listed there. You can select by season and go down and look at each and every episode. So it's kind of funny, like looking back 10 years ago at us fishing.
Yeah.
I'm sure a ton of time happens with editing and things like that. When would we be able to look forward to seeing, you know, the stuff you're doing now, the Barrett shows and San Diego and the Great Fishing at Clemente? When would that be on that actual outdoor action TV app?
That'll be probably second quarter next year.
Okay.
So spring of next year.
Cool.
But there are some kind of fun shows. Kevin and I have done a La Jolla show. We did some yellowtail fishing, so that one is from a couple of years ago maybe. And then we did
San Vicente.
Yeah, 2 days at San Vicente Reservoir right when it opened. That was super fun. We camped at Lake Jennings, and Kevin freaking put on a show the first day, and then I caught a longer bass than him.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, exactly. You know. No, he actually that was the episode where he saw a nice big female.
Okay.
And spent like so. Check this out. When we do the show, we, you know, it's changing out GoPros and cameras, and you got to mic up, and then mic batteries, you know, this and that.
You're
things
filming a show more than you're on a fishing trip.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. It's a lot of work prepping the kayaks and all that, but it's fun. We have the passion, right? We love it. So we're at San Vicente Reservoir. Kevin sees this fish, and I look back at him, and he's like, he's showing off for the camera. He's standing on the frickin' nose of the Pro Angler 14.
On the nose of the Pro Angler.
Hanging 10.
Now, you can stand up, but I've never seen anybody stand on the nose of a
basically hanging 10 with his toes over the front handle.
That's right.
And I look back at him, and I'm like, those microphones we use are like $1,500 each.
Ooh.
And if they get wet, they get ruined. So I look back and I'm like, dude, if you fall in, I'm going to be pissed. You know? And so he's fishing, and I'm like 100 yards down from him, and he's doing his thing for like 30 minutes, and all of a sudden I hear a splash, and I look back, and he's in the freaking water.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my. I'm immediately like upset, and so I start pedaling towards him.
Not worried about your buddy who's in the water.
No, he's fine.
Worried about that mic.
Yeah. So I'm heading back towards him, and he's like flailing and doing this thing, like throwing his arms in the air, and all of a sudden he grabs a bass out of the water and screams and starts yelling, and he holds it up in the air, and it's like a 7 or 8 pound bass.
Cool.
And what happened is he was standing there when the fish bit. He set the hook so hard, he freaking snapped his rod in half and broke his line at the same time, dove in, grabbed his Spectra, which was floating, hand-lined the bass up. So that's all caught on that, show. So
there's without some good audio, though, there. Because the mic got wet.
A little bit audio.
Well, there's me chirping.
You can hear it. So,
yeah.
A couple of bleeps.
Were you able to resurrect the mic, or was it history?
No, it was gone.
It was history.
But at that point, we're like,
good,
you know what?
But good video.
We'll donate a mic for an 8-pounder.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we have Wayne Cotto from CCA on the line with finally some good news.
Yeah,
morning, Wayne.
Right. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, great. Tell us some good fish stories today.
Oh, my God. Can you believe, Kevin? I mean, when we did our Facebook Live with CCA, he catches a yellowtail on demand. Yeah. Set the bar really high.
He is the man.
He is the man. Hey, some good news finally, guys. We've been fighting this AB 3030 through the Assembly and now through the Senate. We had, you know, not such a good outcome last week in the Committee of Natural Resource and Water, but we are in the Appropriations this week, and they held the bill. So at this point, that bill is dead for this session. So really good news. It was either try to get the amendments or get the bill held. We got the bill held. We know it'll be back. They've already promised it will be back next year. But at least hopefully they will be willing to talk and discuss the amendments that we're trying to get on the bill. So really good news.
Gives us
thanks
some time.
To everybody.
Much needed time, right?
Yes, much needed time. Much needed. Set the tone, too, because we were the first state in the nation to test this 30-30 process through legislation. And so far, we were able to kill it here. So set the tone.
Well, congratulations.
And hopefully, guys.
Good work, Wayne.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, very much. Big
Chris
coalition effort, man. Everybody working together,
Mark,
right?
Relnick,
all of
what
us.
What an asset he has been for us on CCA. I mean, just like, all everybody involved. Bill Shedd, Rao, just like the efforts going on. Just
well,
amazing.
Sack, Ken Frankie and the whole, all the landings, yeah, all yeah, the sport Ken boats. Yeah. The whole industry came together on this one. So thanks to everybody who helped
But
us.
Like you say, it's not over, and that's why we need to continue to support CCA and do everything we can to stop these radicals from taking our rights to go fishing away, for sure.
Absolutely. And remember, this is outdoor recreation in general because it's land, water, and ocean.
That's
so
right.
It's not just the fishing side and the ocean. It's the land all side, too, for all of us who
all
are outdoor recreation. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Wayne.
Just
appreciate
want to say thanks.
Your efforts. Thank you very much. Keep it going. And if somebody wants more information, how do we find you?
CCACalifornia.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Okay. Awesome. Good job, Wayne.
Thanks Wayne.
A lot for
thanks,
the good
Wayne.
News.
Thank you,
and
thanks,
we'll talk
guys.
To you real soon.
All right.
All right. Very good. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to these guys, so let's jump into it.
They are beyond packed. Phones are packed. Texts are rolling through. It's going to be a very fun morning. Let's get it started with Roy. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Roy? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wayne actually just kind of touched on that, Kevin, when you did that live with the yellowtail, man. It's one of those things where I'll always remember where I was at because seeing that thing was pretty darn exciting. Quick question. So now you guys have the, it's kind of newer to me and stuff, but the newer, the pro anglers and stuff, they have like a newer skeg that has that comes out the bottom as opposed to like mine's an older one. What's the advantage of that?
I'll answer that one. So we actually added it mainly for the Pro Angler 12. Because it's a shorter kayak, so it's very maneuverable. But when you take a boat like that out into open ocean or a big lake where the wind kicks up or whatever, being able to drop that skeg down provides a lot of tracking stability. So it's going to allow you to go straighter without having to make as many steering adjustments. You don't really need it on the 14, but we added it on there anyways. So that's really it. Basically, if you have a Pro Angler 14, I wouldn't worry about it at all. If you have a 12 and you're using it in open water, then it's a feature that would maybe be appealing to you.
Okay, good question. Hey, thanks, Roy. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go live to the water right now. Captain Mike is on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, so terrific. Mike. And thanks for a great show last weekend. And now you're back on the water. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we are. I'm off to a great start here this morning. 28 guys sponsored two-day trip, Akuma Sasso sponsored trip here. I think we just put our 29th bluefin of the morning on the boat.
Nice.
Anywhere from a little bit on the smaller side, a few of those small 10-pounders, I'm trying to let those go, and fishing the 35-pound range biting here now, and it's very good. I got probably four or five fish going up the side. Easy to get bit, very, very flat conditions, though. It's trying to get a bait away from boats. A little bit of a chore, but very nice weather. Aside from the fog, there's virtually no visibility.
Wow, no, that's kind of crazy out in the middle of the ocean there, for sure. Yeah, but it sounds like good fishing. This fishing's been going on for the last few days, right?
You know what? It is. We had a one-day trip yesterday. We went more than the distance for our charter group. They wanted to go catch some dorado, and I'm saying I probably saw numbers on my flotter I've never seen on a one-day trip. We were at 105 miles. We did knock out limited dorado and 19 really nice big yellowtail for our 23 anglers. Definitely a good time to be on a fast boat. I got to emphasize that.
That's
yeah.
Wild. What kind of water temps are you seeing down there, Mike? I've been hearing about some crazy high water temp here as we get rolling farther and farther into summer.
You know, we're fishing on Webster this morning at 71.2 degrees on our gauge. Yesterday, rolling up above the inner bank, there's 76.5 degree water.
Ooh,
we pretty much T-boned about a 400-pound swordfish. Just flat, greasy, calm weather, a little teeny bit of rolling swell. I was looking up as we were coming in. I go, hey, look at that. Big old swordfish swimming around the bow.
Wow.
And if you ever wanted to get close to him, as we went by it, I think it bounced off the bow and went under the bow wave. Like, just ridiculous. But you're sitting there looking at it, in this weather that we've had lately, it's humid. I mean, obviously with these tropical storms, but 76.5 degree water. I know Buzz ran the trip before and he was joking around about marauders, which I haven't seen much of a joke in a while.
Hey. weirder things have happened here in Southern California.
Seen
that's
before.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So what's the tribute up to? What can we look forward to at a C4 Sport Fishing on the tribute this week?
Well, hopefully this lady pulling on the bow here is on her second bluefin. She's getting ready to knock out her limited bluefin this morning. We are the first day of a two-day trip. We do have rain tomorrow night on a one-day trip. Weather looks like it's going to be really nice here for at least a few more days. Then we have a day-and-a-half trip on Monday night. There's a few spots on that. Definitely room on tomorrow night's trip. And then I think Wednesday night and Thursday night have some room on them. And like I said, if we got to stretch our legs out to get down to either that grotto or out here to this bluefin on a one-day trip, it's completely feasible, and it's been pretty darn good.
Now, sounds good. Great. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go book a trip on the Tribute?
You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. You can call Seaforth Landing at 619-224-3383. And take a look at our Facebook page, posting some pictures of the grotto. And like I said, I mean, just outstanding bluefin fishing here this morning. The tangles have been a little bit of an issue, but I mean, it's 7:40, and we're already, I think, pushing 30 on these things.
Sweet. That's so all cool. Right. Well, hey, thanks for the report. Live from the water aboard the Tribute, catching limits of bluefin already in this morning. And we appreciate it, Mike, all your support, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, let's do our first text question.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You ready? All right. This is from Dave, and he says, Kevin and Morgan, which do you prefer, spinning or conventional reel while kayak fishing for yellowtail?
Oh, that's a good question.
Good question.
Stick bait boy.
Yeah. That's exactly why I was waiting to hear this answer.
You know, if you're starting out and wanting to cast to yellowtail, specifically casting, I think a spinning reel has a lot of merit nowadays, and I would definitely recommend someone try a spinning reel. You know, as much as I like to recommend this, a surface iron rod or even like a bigger bait casting reel like a Shimano Trax or something like that, I think that it can be difficult for a lot of people, and especially on a kayak, for them to cast. And so a spinning reel just offers easy. It's just easy. You don't have to think about backlash. You can cast into a boiling school of yellowtail, and you never have to freak out on yourself, you know, missing that opportunity by having a backlash. So I would carry at least one spinning rod for casting, and then something like a torium for conventional, which is just going to be your bread and butter light bait fishing. Having both is going to be important in your arsenal, but certainly for casting. You know, I think that a spinning reel nowadays is, and they've changed so much and improved so much that technology.
Oh, the power is so much better.
Oh yeah, and they're smooth. Even for the less expensive versions nowadays, like they're like $500 reels, you know, 4 years ago. So it's really amazing where they've come, and the drag power, the output on some of those things is ridiculous. You can't even hold the rod half the time. They're so strong. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
I give them a try.
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, Kevin came aboard Field Research. We went out and fished in tuna and yellowtail. Had a great day. And you outfished we had six tuna. He caught four of them. And you were fishing a spinning reel, like a small spinning reel. What's the story with that?
So I've been trying this for a couple years, and people really look at you strange when you bring a small tiny spinning reel on a charter boat.
Yeah, but you landed a 50-pound yellowfin on a small spinning reel. I mean,
and it's a bass
doable,
reel.
Right?
That one I was using is a you know, in Daiwa world is 5,000, but in a Shimano world would be a 10,000, right? So, or an 8,000 size. But it's that spinning reel, I really believe that the majority of what you're getting out of that, the benefit is the freedom of your bait moving that line off your reel with no resistance.
Yes.
So if you have a tough day and you need to get that bait away from the boat and just get bit, I think that spinning reel is just so killer because you can get that line to come off the reel with no resistance, unlike on a conventional or bait caster where you have to have the line pulled off the spool. It's different. It flows off the spinning reel in a different way. So no resistance. Maybe it gets bit more. I think it certainly does.
Oh, obviously it did because it was a tough day. It was tough to get a bite on both bluefin and yellowfin, and it was all about bait presentation and getting that bait to take off. off.
Right.
And those are the baits that got bit, right?
Right. But I think that a lot of people, the one thing that gets people hung up on the spinning reel is that it's just got a bad rap, you know, on boats. And I think that as long as you're a proficient angler and staying in front of your line, doing all the things you normally do with the conventional rod, I mean, it's not going to be any different. It's just going to take a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, you kicked my butt. You were fishing a Talica, and you got your 50-pounder up before I did. I was double the time on that little spinning
reel. Yeah, but you were like on a little tiny rod and reel. Like, I had some set power on there.
Right.
But you made a really good point in that it's just like a Hobie kayak. That's not the same product that it was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And a spinning reel's not either. And 15 years ago, you probably couldn't have done, you always could have done it, but you wouldn't have been able to do it with the ease that you do now. And now, I mean, you said it best, the reel, you can get a Saragossa for under $300 that, you know, 15 years ago, one, spinning reels didn't even have that level of power.
Right.
And then 10 years ago, to get that level of quality, you were spending $700-$800. Now you can get that reel for less than $300 that is 100% capable of big saltwater fishing. It's just different. Technology brought that reel back into the game.
Definitely. And Spectra helped a lot.
Sure.
And the line capacity was always an issue with a spinning reel, but nowadays when you put Power Pro on, I mean, it's just, even Max Quattro, you can get almost, it's insane how much line you can get on there. So yeah, the Saragossa is a very good reel too, especially for most of what we're doing around here.
For sure. Hey, good question.
Great
Thanks
question.
For getting
yeah,
started there
that
on that text.
Good call.
Again, if there's a new feature, if you missed it on Let's Talk Hookup, go to our app, the Let's Talk Hookup app on your iPhone or your Google Play. If you don't have it, download it, and you can text us a question and we'll try and get to it during the show.
You got it. Hey, we want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat or your kayak catch, now with Fish Pros in the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish. They have all those killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. We got lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Time to talk about great stuff from Shimano. Let's talk about spinning reels.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
There's so many choices that Shimano makes in spinning reels, and you start up with the Ultimate, the Stella, but you don't have to spend Stella money to get power these days.
No,
right?
When you're speaking of power, think about Twin Power. Twin Power is a reel that is very difficult to discern the difference between that and Stella, except for the price tag. Literally half the price of a reel that is functions very similar. If your goal is to be catching triple-digit size tuna on a spinning reel, and you're not wanting to spend Stella money, Twin Power is the no-doubt reel about it. Way less in cost. And then stepping down again, like we talked about before, Saragossa. Saragossa is a reel that all of us can afford. Most of them under the $300 price tag range, but plenty of power, lots of good ones. Another really cool reel to look out for that got introduced this year is called the Van Ford, and it's basically the carbon fiber body version of what Stratic was. We all got really hooked on Stratic CI4 Plus. They kind of took that reel and ran with it, and that new Van Ford, it's a reel that's going to have very lightweight body, really smooth, really good drag, but again, at a price that, you know, a premium level spinning reel that we can all afford in our budget.
Check it out. The Ultimate spinning reels are made by Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking Hobie, having a good time.
Let's jump into the phones. They're packed up.
You got it, man. Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Ricky, welcome back. Get better soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Kevin and Morgan, really interesting show this morning. Two questions for you. What are some common misconceptions for people that don't fish a kayak? And the other is, have you ever had, I wish I had a bigger boat moment?
So the first question, you know, I think that one of the most common misconceptions is that the kayaks are tippy. And that the people are hesitant to get into a kayak because they're afraid of falling in the water. But our kayaks are made with they're pretty wide. On the Outback, you're talking 34 inches wide. And then on a Pro Angler, it's 30. On a 14, it's a 38-inch width. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a big boat. And it can hold a lot of weight. You know, on a Pro Angler, you're talking max capacity at 600 pounds. So it's I think that when you get into our kayaks, a Hobie kayak, I think you're going to be really surprised at how stable they are. We make kayaks to stand on. So if that gives people any, you know, more comfort when they try one of our kayaks out, it's definitely meant for stability. And then what was the second question?
Well, I also think to build on that, a misconception, you know, people think a big, heavy boat like a Pro Angler is super hard. It's too much of a pain to handle and try to launch because of the weight. And we design them to load on top of cars or load in the bed of a truck easily. So I think just trying it, you know, and we make
and with
parts
the accessories and things like that, they're not that hard to put in the trucks or on the top of a car. I've seen Pro Anglers on the top of like Priuses.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they make racks for you. Make racks for that, right?
I think Ava, Ron's daughter, loaded a Pro Angler 14 on top of a Prius by herself.
Yeah. I want to throw out the ease of use too. I think people maybe see them and get intimidated or just not sure. And I mean anyone, and you can see it in fishing missions, and you can see it in all the trials that Ron does there at Fastlane. I mean, someone with literally no experience can hop into one of those things. The stability mixed with how easy it is to operate with the pedal drive system, that Mirage system, it's crazy. And they're fast. That's the other thing, too. When you look at how big a Pro Angler 14 is in the showroom, you don't think that thing is going to be so nimble on the water, but they fly.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, talking about they're a pretty large kayak, but the other question was a little boat story.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have you got one?
A big boat, yeah. You know, I don't know. I've never really had that moment, but what I do think of is the one time or the couple of times I've been out there on one of our other models, like a Revolution 13, which is extremely fast and sleek, and it's meant to be more of a touring style. I wish I had the Pro Angler because I wanted to stand. So that's the only real, like, bigger kayak moment, I guess. I don't know about boat, but
Don, you're not going to get a story out of these guys because they're nuts. And, like, they purposefully target threshers and, you know, catch and release in their kayaks, and they target big cow tunas. So, yeah, these guys are nuts. They, you know, both of them should have a bigger story, but, yeah, they're not worried about it.
So that brings into the question, for one of our text questions from our friend at TB Metal Arts asks, what's your favorite fish to catch from a kayak?
I want to hear your, because I know you said you got one. I want to hear your big ones.
By the way, Don, thanks a lot for the questions.
Yeah, great
thanks,
job.
Guys.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Probably tarpon or snook, I have to say.
Tarpon or snook?
Yeah, one of my favorite things about kayak fishing is the quietness. You're using all your senses, right?
Sure.
You're not only looking for fish, but you're listening. You'll hear a little bait fish jump, and all of a sudden you turn around, you see a swirl from a yellowtail, and you catch the fish because you're using your senses. And being low to the water like that, when a tarpon hits a bait, it immediately just explodes and kind of comes out of the water shaking its head, and the clacking with the gills and just being right there with all the power of that fish, there's just nothing like it. It's super exhilarating. I love it.
And if you're doing that with exhaust and generator noise and things like that, it's just not good. You're not experiencing it on the same level.
Yeah.
It's totally different. Yeah. What about you, Kev?
I just had to really think about this for a second, but I'll be honest. I think it's yellowtail.
No doubt.
I really all the things that I've been able to
Kubera chase, snapper.
I was going to say Kubera.
It's got to be pretty good too.
It is.
Where was that?
Panama.
Panama.
Yeah, it is crazy down there. But catching a Kubera on a kayak is humbling. Because they take it to you, man. You get two pops in and you
fish.
Get blown up on, and you have about 5 seconds to make that thing happen, turn its head and try to stop him. But it's really impossible sometimes to stop him. So this guy is the Kubera king. He's been down there way more times than I have, and hooked, actually landed a few more than I have on the popper. So, but it's the yellowtail is just. Man, it's just so. They're just
It's kind of the same thing though, because sometimes if you're fishing on monstructure, it's the same deal. Yeah. You better turn their heads or it's over, right?
Especially during the wintertime, you know, you get some of those bigger ones, and they sometimes feel like they just know you're there, and they know that where they know exactly where they want to go back to and get you broken off.
I got broken off my first two times ever in La Jolla this winter, and on like
big
80,
ones.
On 80-pound fluorocarbon.
Oh,
and it's just like,
And
still
and
learning.
Part of the fun of catching yellowtail on a kayak is the sleigh ride too, right?
Right.
They'll tow you around, and that's kind of part of the fun, right?
Yeah, I think the most fun of yellowtail is the variety of ways you can catch them.
Yes.
You know, you can deep drop. Or a deep jig, you can sight fish from. You can be as simple as putting a live bait and drift out there. I mean, it's just endless, and they eat different things, and they do different things, and it's never the same thing every day. You go out there, even the day before you went out there and you saw the same fish, you go out there the next day, they are completely different animals most of the time.
Yeah.
And we just, it's just, they're just such a unique fish, and to be able to have them out here in San Diego is really an amazing thing. As a kid growing up, I never thought I'd be able to do what I'm doing, like, have been doing the last few years, and like it's definitely been an eye-opening experience from a kayak. You get to see things differently, you get to experience things differently. We've talked about it before about being in touch with nature and like seeing, you know, for your first time maybe a whale from like 5 feet away, and that thing you never even knew was there. And I don't know, it's really special, you know.
For sure.
That's great.
Hey, good question there, and beautiful art from TV Metal Arts too. Thanks for the text, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Mark and Santee is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, two questions. Number one, what size kayak would you suggest that someone that's just new to that Hobie kayak would get? Because I got a regular kayak right now. And I want to get a Hobie, but I don't know which size to get. And number two, Ricky, how did you get back on the horse with two broken arms?
With the size thing, I think a lot of that depends on your size, your experience, what you're trying to do with the kayak. If you have storage, you know, stuff in mind, you know, like you don't have a place to keep it. So I think the sweet spot for a fishing kayak is about a 12-foot kayak. You see that number coming up a lot, but we see people fishing off of our Passport 10.5 and then obviously the Pro Angler 14. So there's different spectrums. If you're a lighter person not taking a lot of gear, you can get away with a smaller kayak. And if you're like me and take 100 pounds of tackle and you catch 200 pounds of fish every time, and I'm just kidding. But I like the Pro Angler because I take a lot of gear, you know.
Is your favorite Pro Angler, the 12 or the 14?
I love the 14, especially for just because I use it in open water a lot, you know. But I'll use it on local lakes around here. We fish Barrett, we fish San Vicente, Otay.
Bays.
Yeah, the bays. We'll go up to the Sierras and troll for trout and stuff. The bays. So it's just a super versatile kayak. But the best thing you can do is go to our website and locate a dealer and you know, schedule a demo ride with them and try the kayaks out. That's, you have to do that before
Oh, yeah.
You buy a kayak.
And I know Ron over at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, they're right on the water. There's no better place to demo it and try one and buy one from Fastlane
exactly.
Kayaks.
Perfect.
And they'll put you in the kayak. I mean, you guys both used to work there. I mean, you know, you put a lot of people in the kayaks, you try it, and then you're hooked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, which kayak is the fastest? Have you ever had, like, drag races with kayaks?
Yeah, probably the Revolution series is still the fastest, the Revolution 13. And I kind of miss that boat a little bit because it is a true traditional kayak design. It cuts through the water really nicely. With turbo fins, the Revolution's got to be up there. The Outback's pretty fast.
Yeah,
too.
I love the Outback. That's my favorite Hobie kayak is the Outback.
Yeah.
Super stable, super maneuverable, super fast. It's
And the new design, you can talk a little bit about that, Kev, like the nose and the entry and everything.
Right. And so the Outback has been one of...
Thanks, Mark, for the call, by the way.
So the Outback was introduced in 2002. So just to give, if everyone hasn't heard the story already, you know, Hobies have been around.
So I'm going to let you hold that thought because we need to take a quick break.
All right. Yeah. Well, when we do come back, we got a lot more to talk about. Hey, you stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all details. details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.